Welcome into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. We've got another spring football check-in for you today, as the Huskers are now a couple weeks into spring practices. Today, we are talking defense. Let's start with arguably the MVP of the defense in 2023, nose tackle Nash Hutmaker. He played at 330 last year, but dropped over 40 pounds to join the Nebraska wrestling team over the last few months. Terrence Knighton said he's done a great job with his body. He's in great shape coming off the wrestling season, and said he's a guy they, as coaches, had to slow down just a little bit here in the spring, given that heavy workload with the wrestling season. But he's full throttle and feels great. Here's my conversation with the Polar Bear. Here with Nash Hutmaker. Well, how do you feel out there, getting back out there on the football field?
It feels great to get back out there with the football team, just out there competing, helping coach guys, doing whatever I can to just get back into it and just keep getting better.
I know you've been talked about this a lot. It's been a big storyline, but with the weight, with the wrestling, how have you felt back out on the football field after going through what you went through on the wrestling mat this past spring?
I felt great. Coming out of wrestling, I'm in really great shape, and so just kind of jumping right back into it. It's been going really good and really smooth so far.
Have you felt different?
Obviously a little lighter, feeling a little more athletic out there. So it's been a lot of fun.
How was it participating and being a part of that wrestling group this past couple months?
Oh, it was crazy. It was so much fun. I mean, those guys over there are phenomenal guys. I mean, the team culture they have over there is incredible. And so it was just really awesome to get to know all those guys.
A lot of people can say they did what you just did. How special is it that you had two different sports, or representing two different sports, wearing the N?
It meant the world to me. It meant the world to my family to be able to go out there and just represent South Dakota, represent my family. Just it was so fun.
It was really cool to see how your football teammates really supported you, and boy, they were up there, they were rowdy in the stands. What did that mean to you to see how much they were supporting you and everything that you did?
It was so awesome. After duels, having the entire bunch of guys on the defense and bunch of the guys on the team coming down and congratulating me after a win, it was really special.
And then for getting back out on the football field with Ty Robinson coming back, you guys got a lot of guys that played a lot of ball together. How's that been, getting back out into this spring now that you have so much experience with each other?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. We're just building off what we've already done and just continuing to get better, bringing the young guys along with us. It's been going really good.
How important is the building of the depth here, starting here this spring? We saw how big that was for you guys last fall, but just getting guys ready to go here in the spring.
Oh, it's huge. You know, being able to have a good rotation of guys, especially on the defense side of ball, it's everything. Being able to have your second, third string guys go out there and not have any drop off, it makes the games a lot more fun, and makes them, it just makes playing really good defense a lot easier.
How has what you guys established last year as a D-line transitioned into year number two with Terrence Knighton, and just again what you guys want to establish with this defense?
This year we're just looking, like I said, to build off what we did last year. Just keep raising the standard, keep raising the commitment to the team. It's going to be really fun.
For you personally, what are you looking to work on here in this spring?
Looking just keep building off what I did last year. Keep developing myself as like a three technique, not just a big nose guard. Just keep developing those different skills.
You know, I talked to a couple people in both wrestling and football that said you just handled everything so well over the last couple of weeks or couple months. What went into that for you, being able to manage wrestling and football throughout that entire time?
Yeah, no, sometimes when it came to be a lot, but I was just every day just figuring out what my schedule is going to be, figuring out where I need to be, when, trying to make it to as much stuff as possible. And so after the first couple of weeks, I ended up getting my kind of routine down, and it went a lot smoother.
All right. How was Nationals? I mean, it's one of the most epic college sporting events. How was it?
Oh, it was awesome. I grew up watching that tournament on TV, and so being able to go and watch and also be competing in that tournament, I mean, it was super surreal for me. It's like I said, I grew up watching that tournament, dreamed of being in that tournament, and so to finally be able to make that happen was such an awesome feeling and moment.
Is there something you could take away from your experience now that you can apply to your football season?
Just like how in wrestling I kept working, getting better every week. It's the same mindset with football. Just keep getting better every week, building off what you did the week before, focusing on the standards and the competition, not so much the results.
Appreciate your time, Manash.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's stick with the D-line and one of the young guys up front that saw significant playing time as a true freshman last season. Cam Linhart really started to establish his role a year ago during his first spring with the Huskers. He did miss a couple of games due to injury, but played in 10 games with 4 starts, becoming the only true freshman defensive lineman to start multiple games for Nebraska in the modern era, and is looking to build off of that here in his sophomore season. Here with Cam Linhart. Well, you guys are a few practices into this thing at the full pads, competition going. How's it been going out there?
It's great. It's great to be back out there. You know, we haven't been out there since November, so just being out there and be able to have fun, it's great.
You were a true freshman going through this a year ago, figuring this out. How do you feel different this time around as a sophomore and a full year under your belt?
It's just, you know, being able to, like, can't make the same mistakes that I did last year, and just trying to take on a leadership role. You know, that's the biggest change for me.
What are some of the things, you know, when you closed the chapter last year that you really wanted to focus on and work on here, especially starting here this spring?
Yeah, just, you know, working on my pass rush and stuff like that, working on the four-man rush. That's something that I'm taking pride in.
The D-line as a whole, you guys were so close last year and were a huge part of this defense. How has that translated into what you guys are doing this spring?
No, yeah, I mean, like, the stuff that we do on and off the field, you know, it continues. So just, like, building that brotherhood between us, you know, it hasn't really changed and stuff like that. So we're just continuing to just build that bond.
With so many guys that played so much football together, how does that translate to just, again, with the familiarity with playing with each other and just building that standard? How does that help when you have so many guys that have played together?
Yeah, I mean, like, just being able to go out there and, like, you know your brothers to the left and right and know what they're doing and stuff like that. And, you know, we all have experience and stuff on the field. So, like, just being able to go out there and just trust. So,
when Nash is back and then Ty announces he is coming back, what did that mean to you guys and that they wanted to come back and play another year with you guys?
I mean, especially, you know, to, like, get them back and stuff like that. Like, I look up to them as leaders and stuff like that, you know, like, not only, like, just on the field, but, like, I'll go to them for, like, personal stuff. So just have them back and stuff like that is great.
You're such a mature guy. We did a piece with you last year talking about your well beyond your years. But what were some of the biggest things that you learned last year in your first year of college football?
For me, you know, just being able to deal with adversity and stuff like that, like coming off ankle sprain out a few weeks and stuff like that. So just being able to do that, take care of my body, you know, that's something you learn a lot.
The depth there at the D-line, you guys started to build this last spring. How much are you looking to build even more depth with this group here starting this spring?
I mean, like, the greatest thing about playing D-line is that you always have people coming, no matter who's in the game. Like, you just constantly send in, like, waves at people. So just being able to have the depth is, like, something that, like, makes a great D-line.
You know, talking with a few of the defensive players, it seems like you guys want to raise the standard even more. How has that been for this defense going into this spring and wanting to be even better and raise that standard from what you guys did even last year?
No, you know, we're chasing three, so the same standard is different this year, you know, like, where everybody's, like, just perked up more and we're, like, like, the foot is, like, on the gas even more. So, like, we're coming for it all this year.
Has it been how has it been different, too, being that you guys have a year of familiarity with this coaching staff as well?
No, I mean, it's great, like, you know, like, to have it under the belt and be able to, like, know all the calls now. You know, like, when we were coming in last spring, we were learning it. This year, you know, like, we're just, like, making it better. You know, like, we're coming and we're, like, getting better at the little things rather than trying to learn the plays and get better. You know, it's like we're just focused on just getting better.
All right, what goes into the rest of the spring for this, for the defense, for the D-line, for you personally, that you guys are where you want to be when this chapter closes?
Yeah, you know, just working on that four-man rush up front, you know, having all four guys just get after the quarterback. That's one thing we're working hard on.
Appreciate your time, Cam.
Thank you.
MJ Sherman played in every game for the Huskers last fall after transferring from Georgia, settling into the jack position for Tony White's defense, and entering year number 2 with the Huskers, you can hear how motivated he is to help this defense continue to raise the standard. Here with MJ Sherman, well, you guys got a few practices in the books. How's everything been going?
It's fun. I mean, it's very competitive, very, like, physical and everything like that, but, like, it's fun to see all the young guys and older guys starting to mesh and come together, and we're starting to see a lot of progress where we can propel ourselves further towards the fall season. But each day we try to get 1% better, and I feel like everybody's embracing that role and that culture.
Second spring, not just for you, but then also for everybody with this coaching staff. How has it felt different this time around, this spring ball?
We know the expectations of what the coaches want from us, and, like, we have a better player-to-coach relationship because now we know them and everything else like that. But, yeah, we just know the expectations from coming from Matt Drills to here. I mean, the standard has risen from last year, but we understand why the standard has risen from last year, and we all achieving the same goal to have a better season than we had last year.
When you closed the chapter on last season and then began to evaluate how you wanted to approach this season, what were some of the things you took away from last year that you thought you did good, that maybe you needed to improve, all of that good stuff?
I feel like I needed to improve in all of my areas. I mean, like, I didn't have, like, there's specific goods I have, but it's not like I want to list them right now. But, like, me personally, my goal this season, the coming this season, was the me versus me mentality. Every day I got to try to outwork myself the best I can. You know what I mean? And that went into changing my habits, changing my thought process, and changing my work ethic. I mean, not saying my work ethic was bad, but everybody needed a little bit of something. You know what I mean? So I just try to just get, as we say, 1% better every day. You know what I mean? It's not, I'm not just competing against the guy in front of me. I'm competing against myself as well. When it's the seventh play in a row and I got to pass rush one more time, can I do it? And I feel like I have been. So that's what we're trying to do, man.
You're a vocal guy, very passionate on the sideline. How have you also maybe developed too into a leader for this defense, again, stepping into more of that role again this spring?
I always get shy with that word, but yeah, it's just something that I'm willing to embrace. But once again, the team got to give me that. I always will be passionate, always will be vocal, because I love this game in the back of my, like, all the way to my heart, to my soul, I love this game. So I always will be passionate and vocal when it comes to certain things. But, like, once again, a team got to give me that role before I could be a leader. Ones who want to listen to me, they will listen. But I just want to shed my passion, shed my love. If I see something wrong, I'll call it out. And I think I have enough respect in the locker room where they will listen to me. But once again, like, stepping into that role would just be more of a natural term. You know, I'm not forcing myself, or I didn't write on my notebook and say, like, I want to be a leader. It was more so like every day I'm going to show the team, tell my teammates why, you know, I could be a guy that could be trusted and respected by my effort, my work ethic, and what I do on a day-to-day basis.
No Luke Reimer, no Nick Henrich, and those are guys that have put a lot of ball around here. How has the linebacker group come along without those guys?
A lot of stepping up from the freshmen, from the old guys. You know, John B is the king of that room right now, and it's just a lot of stepping up. I mean, like, I'm not really with them a lot now because, you know, we with the Jacks and everything like that. But from seeing from a distance and everything like that and still having new ties and connections with them, yeah, it's a lot of stepping up. A lot of stepping up from guys like Dylan, Vincent, John B, as I said, Javen Buddha, like all those guys. A lot of stepping up from them.
You talked about raising the expectations for the defense. How hungry is this group, being what you guys did play? You played some really great ball, some lights out ball last year. How much hungrier is this group now to even elevate that?
I mean, I feel like we are more hungry than last year, but it's more so in the sense where we're not really just chasing a stat. Mm-hmm. We're more so chasing a standard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what the coaches have been trying to really push and press on us and front load that to us, is that, yeah, it would be nice to be top three in the deep, but it's like we're trying to chase a standard. And I fully heartedly believe that, because if we chase that standard, then we can chase that stat. Then we could be one of those top defenses in the nation. But right now, we're just trying to chase a standard and trying to chase an expectation that we all want from ourselves and believe that we can achieve.
Great perspective. How's the competition been with the three groups, and you guys are battling it out there? It got a little heated, it seemed like.
It sure did, but like that, hey, when two lions fight, it's not going to be a little kitty fight. You know what I mean? So like, it's how it is, man. Like, everybody got that burn. Everybody got that fire. Shoot, I got that burn of fire. Like, I had a couple of things, but you know, times when it goes good, times when it goes bad, it all trying to teach us how to keep our composure and try to level out. You know what I mean? Never get too high, never get too low. But the competitive nature on this team is very, very high, and it's very fun to do that. It's very fun to compete with my teammates. And, you know, ain't nothing more fun beating on your brother, man. You know, so that's all it is.
How's the offensive line look so far this spring?
Oh, they good. I mean, Coach Dylan Raiola, Coach Raiola, he's doing really well with the offensive line right now. I will always have a biased perspective, so I can't really say too much. But they're doing really well. That's all I got to say. I mean, from one-on-ones to team and everything like that, they're doing really well. They're a cohesive unit. I mean, I always call them the elephants on parade, because that's all you see when they walk by. They're very cohesive. They have a really good brother bond. And I feel like that will always, that culture and that system that they have is going to carry on to the field and help us win some games.
Obviously, Heinrich Harburg's been through this before, but those freshman quarterbacks, how much are you guys on the defense trying to get them, hey, welcome to college football, and this is what you can expect out here?
I mean, yeah, I feel like all those quarterbacks are doing a really special job. They're all competing. They're all doing a really good job. But, like, yeah, I mean, I do joke around with the freshman quarterbacks when I get back there. But, like, once again, I mean, they're all doing a really special job. They tear us up individually. You know what I mean? So we as much as we, like, try to rattle them, try to give them hell back there, we just as much as happy when they have success on the field. Because success now could lead to success later, and we just want them to keep pushing them forward. And whenever we can do on a defensive line, on a defense as a whole, to give them as much pressure as possible to make Saturdays more easier, we will do that.
Last thing, just what goes into the rest of spring so you guys are where you need to be when you close this chapter and move into the summer workouts before fall camp?
I mean, we're taking each phase one by one. I mean, last winter was mat drills phase, now it's spring ball phase. So we're not really trying to look forward right now. We're just trying to look in the nitty-gritty. Right now it's film. If I film at 5:15. So we're just taking it one step at a time. Can't eat the whole elephant in one bite.
Why is that important to do?
Because there's a great parable that everybody says, be where your feet are. I mean, and that's the best thing you can do every single day. You can't think too forward. You can't think too back. And you always got to be right with your presence and you use absolute every single minute of your day in that right now. And that's what we do in practice. We don't think. That's what our saying is, what's next? After that play's over, cool, celebrate, you know, cuss somebody out, do whatever you need to do. But once that play's over, you move on. So you got to be where your feet are. And that just, you know, just challenges our mental agility. So that's why it's really important. I mean, it's really important for me as well. And that's not only just in football, it's in life as a whole. So, yeah.
Great message and great stuff. Thanks for your time, MJ.
Thank you.
Husker fans, don't miss your chance to get a first look at the 2024 Husker football team. Be in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 27th for the annual Nebraska football red and white spring game presented by FNBO. Tickets are on sale now and are only $15 for adults and $5 for youth aged high school and younger. To secure your tickets today or for more information, visit huskers.com/tickets or call 402-472-3111. Thanks for listening. We'll have much more spring football coverage leading up to the spring game right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. Thanks for listening.